1845, Michael and Michelle Mears.
Mr. Chair.
You want to read that for these people in the same format? Same format. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this first conditional use application for public hearing is the application of Michael and Michelle Mears to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County.
Kramer, you can't leave.
On a parcel containing 1 acre more or less lying north of Road 471, 1,400 feet west of Road 432. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 23rd of the year 2006. We heard comments from DelDOT. Michael and Michelle Mears were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application.
Play the game every day.
At the conclusion of the public hearing, there was Mr. Johnson stated that the application should not impact the neighborhood, should not create any additional traffic problems. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1645 for Michael and Michelle Mears to operate a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning business based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. The proposed conditional use is generally small and is compatible with other residential uses in the area. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the operation of a plumbing business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, all trucks and trailers associated with the business shall only be parked in the designated parking area shown on the site plan. There shall be no more than two business vehicles or trailers parked in this area at any one time. Two, there will only be one unlighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 6 square feet in size. Three, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or toward Road 471. Four, no outside storage except for the trailer shall be allowed on premise. Five, the hours of operation for the business on this site shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Six, all trash dumpsters on site shall be screened from neighboring properties. Seven, there shall be no more than two non-relative employees. Eight, the site plan shall be subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated. That motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of council, I pass down site plans for this application. They show the existing garage or house with the garage attached and the driveways and parking spaces sketched to the eastern portion of the lot. We have received one additional comment from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum, and in reference to soils, we are advised that the soils are East Burlumy sand, which have slight limitations for development. That the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. In reference to farmland rating, the soils are considered to be of statewide importance and are a hydric soil in small depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum was a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site and general vicinity, and also a copy of soil survey map number 51 showing the same. And gentlemen, that's all I have. I have questions.
Questions, Mr. Lang, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I stated before, this is the time and place of the public hearing for this requested conditional use. Is there anyone here to present this application this evening? If so, please come forward to the podium. You've heard the comments this evening that were made by Mr. Lang, the director. Do you have anything you'd wish to add to his comments?
No.
Nothing at all?
I need to state,
state your names and
Michael Mears.
Michelle Mears.
And just briefly give us a synopsis of what you're here for and what you'd like to have granted.
Just have permission to have the business at my house.
Mr. Mayor, the council before you does have a copy of the report of the commission's minutes. Right. And it basically, your original application was that you were applying for heating, air, and plumbing business. And in statements before the commission, you stated it was only intended just for plumbing.
Yes.
That you're not a service business, you basically do new construction.
Right.
And you heard Mr. Lank read the conditions.
Yep.
You have everything. You okay? All right with everything?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You have anything further you'd wish to add? Okay. If you does any of the council members have any questions? If you would take a seat, we'll ask if there's anybody in the audience that has any questions or comments about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone present this evening with respect to conditional use 1645 for Michael and Michelle Mears? Mr. President, it does not appear that anybody is here this evening with regard to that application besides the applicant.
Close the public hearing.
Mm-hmm. So the public hearing be closed.
So moved, Mr. President.
Okay. We won't vote on that.
Read it.
Make a motion to adopt the order. Are you going
to?
Okay.
Gentlemen, before you is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre or more, or excuse me, 1 acre more or less.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance with the stipulations.
Eight
as
or
presented
eight.
By P&Z.
Second.
Okay, how many conditions?
Eight.
Eight conditions. Let me have a motion on conditional use number 1645, Michelle, or Michael Michelle Mears, with eight conditions. Questions? State your reasons for voting, gentlemen. Call for the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I feel that the activity will not depreciate surrounding property values, and the conditions will protect the neighborhood.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Jones?
My vote is yes also with the eight conditions from planning and zoning.
Mr. Dukes?
My vote is yes with the conditions.
My vote is yes with the condition. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Next case.
Next application is change of zoning number 1586, the application of Eugene D. Bookhammer to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district. For a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, the land lying southeast of Route 24, 800 feet northeast of Love Creek, and to be located on 1.002 acres, more or less. This public hearing for this application also held on March 23rd of 2006. We heard comments from DelDoc. We received several letters from neighboring property owners to the applicant in support of the application. Mr. Bookhammer was present with Kathy Chong, contract purchaser of the property, and made comments. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Wheatley reminded the commission that they will have to decide if B1 zoning is appropriate for this site. Mr. Robertson asked if residential use is the highest and best use of the site. Mr. Couch reminded the commission that the site is in an area mapped as environmentally sensitive developing area, which allows for application for B1, and that the size of the parcel limits the type of uses. Mr. Johnson said he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone 1586 for Eugene Bookhammer seeking a rezoning from AR1 to B1 based on a record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the orderly growth of the county does not justify creating the requested additional B1 zoning of the property, and the permitted use is available under such zoning classification in the area where the property is located. And two, approval of this application may lead to increased congestion on Route 24. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of council, I pass down copies of the survey and site plan for the application. Shows the existing house with a parking area proposed. We received one additional comment, a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District, and find that the soils are mapped to be sassafras sandy loam, two different types, and Woodstown sandy loam. That the sassafras soils have slight limitations for development, that the Woodstown has slight to moderate limitations for development. that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction to maintain vegetation, that all three soil types are considered prime farmland, that the Woodstown soil type is also considered hydric in depressions, that there are no storm flood hazard areas, no tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 37 showing the site. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Mr. Lang.
Sir.
Could they do what they wanted to do with the conditional use if he knew what the...
If we knew what the use was.
What the use was.
This property is contiguous to the east to several commercial B1 sites. The parcel to the immediate west of the site is a conditional use for a herring chiropractic.
But they're all CUs?
Just the one.
Just the one. Just the chiropractic. The rest of it was rezoned.
Everything to the eastern side is B1 from his adjoining property line to the eastern property line of Mr. Greenhow.
Gentlemen, I believe there is someone here on behalf of this application. Maybe they can shed some light on what's in the area. Is there anyone here on behalf of Change in Zone 1586 for Eugene D. Bookhammer? If so, please come to the podium and state your name and place of residence for the record.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman and gentlemen, my name is Gene Bookhammer. This is Kathy Chung, who has purchased this property for me, and of course, we're here to answer any questions or try to clarify anything that might happen. When I put this property on the market for sale, it was suggested that maybe it might help to sell the property if we got a B1 zoning. And I went to that a bit long before she got involved, before this family got involved to do this. And in fact, I think they only purchased this property on July the 1st, wasn't it, this past year. And they thought that there might be a chance that they definitely were going to move in there, but they might want to have a small business. They're a very small business of some type. So I presented the application, and the plot what you have there, not to exceed that in any case, and could be modified maybe if the case came that they did want to put a business there, a small business of some type. And did I get a misunderstanding about what the highway position was? Didn't want to get involved or didn't need to get involved. Was that the case?
All the above.
What's that?
Well, no, they recommended denial because it's because she didn't have a specific use that she wanted.
I'm not talking about the council. I'm talking about the highway commission.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the planning.
Yeah, no, not right.
The highway commission comments were that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that they did acknowledge that the existing level of service, which is referred to as A through E, E being the worst, is that level of service E at this location, but it will not change as a result of your application. That the department trusted the county is aware that approving this application would contribute to the existing traffic problem that was stated by Delta. The subject segment of Route 24, which runs from the segment they're referring to, runs from the light at the school, the middle school, to Camp Arrowhead Road at that traffic light, operates at level of service, especially during summer weekday peak hours, which is typically from 10 to 2, I believe.
Of course, we all know that question that Route 24 is complicated, and I recognized that when I did the development just a little bit north of there, and limited it to a very, very small number of lots, and all were large, an acre, nothing less than an acre, I think a quarter or something like that, right near that, to up to 2 acres. And certainly I had that in mind when I was doing it. So didn't want to increase your property. But since then, all hell's broke loose, excuse my expression.
Well, I think the DLDOT under a CU, when they know what the use is, they can gauge better the traffic impact. When it's changed to a B1, there's a whole list of things that can go in there, and they're not sure, you know, what to expect. So that's why they're being a little, I think, cautious on their comments.
It would have been the same.
Well, I think your regulations call for B1 for a certain number of small businesses that can be used under B1. And I looked at that at the time, and I certainly didn't want anything to excess, you know, in excess of that.
Right.
But I guess Kathy maybe would like to tell you where they stand on this now. They definitely are planning to move in next month and live there. And maybe, not for sure, but she doesn't know exactly what type of business you have there, but it's certainly going to be very confined and not anything exorbitant.
Yeah, let's hear what she's got to say. She's ready to, she wants to say something.
Yeah. My name is Kathy Chang. Last time, actually, when I was here, I couldn't specify what kind of business I'm going to put in. As I explained last time, actually the plans got changed because after we bought the property, I noticed that I was pregnant. So, but even we, what I'm planning right now, we're going to move soon. Actually, we moved down to this area. Actually, we live on Route 24. We bought the property about 1.5 years ago. And since we bought Mr. Buchhammer's property, we're going to move into that property within maybe 2 months. And what I'm planning, soon as we move in, instead of renovate the house and putting a couple of businesses, we're going to live there, and I'm trying to renovate one side of the house, like such as a garage, or we could build a small spaces in a back attached to the house, and I like to run a small business there. Because since I became a resident down here, and I have a lot of neighbors, and I know a lot of people down here, even though I'm new. But I remember I used to get a lot of comments from my neighbors saying that it's very inconvenient to like drive all the way to Route 1 to shop, because on Route 24, because I mean, especially I know all about builders, because I had a research before we bought a houses, and surrounding the Wrong Lake area, there are a couple of builders such as the Peninsula and the Stony Creek and the Jim Craft and the Ryan Homes, and especially Baywood. Actually, I live across the Baywood, and they planning to build a couple thousand houses, and I know some of them will be seasonal, but I think the population of a permanent resident has been increasing, and I remember a lot of neighbors saying that it's very inconvenient because there aren't many stores, because on Route 24, there are Nantucket Shopping Mall, and if you cross the Love Creek Bridge, there's all town mall. But anyway, somehow, at the time when I purchased the Mr. Buchhammer's property, I was interested in, because I thought the property has a good location for business. And I think Mr. Buchhammer, when he proposed for application, I think he proposed to put the parking lot in a back instead of putting the parking space in the front, because it'll cause too much the traffic congestion. So,
ma'am, if I could ask a question that would maybe help out the council a little bit. One of the things that was in the report or the recommendation from Planning and Zoning, the concern they had was if you'd given any thought to the specific types of uses.
Yes, I do. Actually, I had three businesses in mind. One of them, it could be a flower shop or dry cleaners or beauty parlor. And even I was thinking about the convenience store, but I think convenience store, it'll bring too much traffic. So I'd rather not to put the convenience store there. But the dry cleaning business or a flower shop or a beauty parlor, well, I think that will provide the people.
As much as I appreciate the specifics, since this is a change of zone, we should probably focus on whether it's appropriate or not, because we're not going to be able to dictate to you what you do with it afterwards. And looking at the map that's provided in our package, it does appear, if I'm reading it right, that this is adjacent to B1.
I believe that's the case.
Is the case.
Office planning and zoning.
That was going to be my question. How much is this be better suited for conditional use at some point in time, or is it contiguous to a lot of B1?
Well, the B1 portion immediately to the east includes, and this is just by looking at the tax map, you got 2.5, 5.8 acres plus another lot, so it's probably almost 6 acres total.
Yeah, pretty good size.
And then this site is contiguous to that. And the site to the number 35, just to the south of it, going towards Love Creek Bridge, is a Herring Chiropractic, which was a conditional use.
Right.
So this would be hard to say this is spot zoning, I guess is the point. Okay.
The commission's main concern was there's no specificity to the...
Right, the condition approached it from the fact that under B1 there's a number of uses the property could be put to, keeping in mind the size of the property and what DelDOT says would dictate whether some of them are workable or not. But I think that was their main concern, is once it's B1, any one of those permitted uses could go there. So that's why I was asking the question if she had more of a definite idea of what her plans were.
The size of the property itself dictates by setback requirements, since if this were to be rezoned, their setback on the side becomes 20 feet instead of the normal 15 in this AR district. And it becomes 30 on the rear because it's AR behind it and it's residential. So you end up losing 30 feet all the way across the back, 20 feet all the way across that side next to the residential area.
The side of buses to B1 is the only thing they gain on.
And the B1 side for commercial use is only 5 feet. Since they're going to live there, it'll still be 10. So they won't gain much on that side. And the front setback's only 5 feet off of meeting the requirements. So they don't gain much off the front. And the parking's going to be in the rear. That's where it's going to be preferred.
It also sounds a little bit, gentlemen, like her plans had changed. At the time she's at planning and zoning, she focused more on the fact that she had become pregnant and it was more a residence. And I think that's why I'd ask her those questions, to focus a little bit more on what her intended uses were before you all.
But her comments wouldn't bound her to those occupations because the B1 permits.
That's right. There's a number of uses that are permitted in B1.
No, and that was made reference in the commission's. Mr. Weeding reminded the commission that what they're looking at is whether it's appropriate location for B1.
Right. And
but you say it is contiguous to B1.
It was.
And contiguous also to a CU, so it's like it's in between there, right? So we could either go either way.
Right. Okay.
Governor, you talk to the neighbors. The neighbors have no objection to this.
No.
You don't think it would affect the neighborhood, wouldn't affect the health, safety, welfare of any of the neighbors?
Well, on all the way west, the lot is zoned, I think, B1, and then all the way east, all the way, putting her all the way to the school has been...
Right.
Yeah. And,
just towards the bridge, towards your home and all, isn't there a beauty parlor there? Isn't there other commercial business in the area?
Yeah.
Right up the street, isn't there? There's retail.
Both ways.
Towards the school and all. And there's commercial. You don't think it's out of characteristic to the neighborhood, do you?
It doesn't. It doesn't seem to me that it's going. And of course, there's a great big development going on right across the road, as you know. And that's going to create a lot more traffic than a small business was. Some small business, it seems to me, that I don't know. Of course, I know that you have to do what you have to do, and I know that even though it's zoned on both sides, it would seem to me it should have some effect. It'd be kind of rough to make a decision to not allow B1 with, you know, with what's going on there already. And you still, do you or do you not still have control? Even if it goes with B1, she has to come in here and tell you what she wants to put there.
No.
Site plan review.
No.
Site plan review is required. All agency approval is required.
Well, how about conditional use? What happens there? You have to come.
That we do have more control.
But she'd have to start the whole process over again. Again, I think we've got to look at the site and just focus on the application being a change of zone to B1. And is it appropriate? We've got B1 to the right. We've got some type of commercial use to the left of us. It seems like it's infill. That's just my opinion. If it's shot down, you can come back as a conditional use a year from now, unfortunately. It'll probably take that long to get through the process.
He could come back conditional use tomorrow. I'm sorry. You're right.
I just looked at your application. They applied on April 1st, I believe.
Is that right? It's been a year.
Mr. Lank, with this area of Route 24 and other applications that the county's seen, hasn't it always sort of been said that B1 and commercial wouldn't be permitted on the other side of the road, but there had been always sort of an existing trend on this side?
There's been more of a trend on this side of the road. There have been rejections on the north side of the road.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's always been
last year
contrasted.
So we rejected an application for B1 or C1 for a lot across the street because there was no zoning on that side other than MR.
On this side of the road, coming from the bridge, going towards Route 1, you've got the chiropractor,
right,
you've got the beauty parlor, you've got a contractor, you've got the art studios.
Small machine business.
Small machine. This is more compatible than being residential. Residential is out of characteristic with this.
Well, when you get past Mr. Greenhall, I think that's the right name, where the small engine repair shop is now. Then you have Mr. Bookhammer subdivision, and then you have two conditional uses. One's a doctor's office, one's a glass blower, and then you get to the school. Further east.
Okay.
Is there any other comments that you all would like to offer to County Council this evening?
Well, who are you going to take a vote tonight?
Well, I think they're going to consider it. What we'd like to do is see if there's anybody else that has any comments on this. I think probably the answer will be no, but we still have to ask anyway. So.
Why don't you have a seat and we'll see what happens. Governor,
right,
have a seat and we'll see what happens.
Thank you. Just for the record, is there anyone here in favor of or in opposition to this application in the audience?
Hal, you want to talk about
it? There appearing to be no one having a comment, I would ask that the public hearing be closed.
That's great. I'll read the title down.
Yep.
Read the title.
I will. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.002 acres, more or less, and being identified as change of zone number 1586 for Eugene D. Bookhammer.
Gentlemen. Mr. Cole's district, gentlemen. I'm going to die like a mother. The concern PNZ turned it down for was no specific use of the property.
Oh, I would.
It can't because it's B1. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, I would move that we approve CZ 1586.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones to approve change of zone number 1586, Eugene D. Bookhammer, for a B1 request. State your reasons for voting, gentlemen. Mr. Cole.
Although, yes, it's contiguous to some B1 uses, and its size will limit its ability to impact the traffic too much.
Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Although, yes, it appears to be infill, appropriate zoning category for the area.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also, Mr. President. I think it is infill. I think the size, as Mr. Cole stated, will certainly determine the size of the, if they do decide to go truly to a B1 other than a residential area.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
I'm going to vote yes. I would be more happier if it was a conditional use. However, it's an infill, and it's next to a B1, and it's a very small parcel, so... They cannot build a 100-foot Hyatt on there, as suggested a while ago.
Kevin, come back.
So, unless Kevin designs it for them. So, my vote is yes.
Kevin, do it if you'll let him.
And I think the circumstances changed for the reason that planning and zoning turned it down. There was more specific of a use this evening, a flower shop or something, late in nature such as that. And reference to the comments laid-back Bob made, that swayed my vote, so my vote would be yes, motion passed. Governor, it passed.
Okay, you're all right, go ahead.
You're done.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Okay. Next, we have change of zones number 1593, Donald J. Warrington. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of